following is a KVON Sports presentation. Good evening, everyone, and it's high school basketball coming to you from the Messner Gymnasium in Napa, California, at the Napa High School campus. It's the big game, Napa against Vintage in boys basketball. Good evening, everyone, and welcome in. We'd like to have you join us here at Messner Gym if you're in the area. If not, we invite you to stay tuned and be with us here on the radio as we describe big game for Napa and Vintage boys basketball action. I'm Ira C. Smith on behalf of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters, and joining us tonight with his fine job as the statistician is Dino Alessio.
Well, Ira, it's a real pleasure to be here. The gym is getting nice and cozy. There's still a few seats available, though, folks, so if you're nearby and want to see some great basketball, come on down. But it is going to be rocking tonight. The girls' game last night over at the Vintage Gym was a sensational game, and I'm expecting more of the same tonight between these two boys' varsity teams.
Well, right now the JV game is in progress, and it has been a dandy. It has been close throughout. Napa led by 3 points at the end of the first quarter, 11-8. Vintage led at halftime by 4 points, 25-21. Vintage held on to a one-point lead after three quarters, 35-34. And now we're all tied up, 38-38. We can give you some bonus coverage as far as the Vintage roster. We did get provided a Vintage roster, so we have the information on them. Unfortunately, we did not get a Napa JV roster, and it is not posted on Max Prep. So we can give you numbers if that would help, but we will tell you what is taking place between these two fine teams. Vintage is coached by Ben Goodman, and Napa is coached by Brad Swim, and it has been just back and forth.
Yeah, if you know, so if you're out there listening and you know who your favorite player's number is, if we say the number, you'll know that's your guy. Of course, if he's your kid or nephew, you're probably here watching in person anyway.
And we apologize for not being able to secure a roster for the JVs. We're all set as far as varsity, of course, but we thought we'd give you some bonus coverage tonight since this is the intra-city rivalry and a closely contested ball game with Napa and Vintage, and then we'll go into our big game coverage. And we have a special thing coming up at halftime that the people here can see, and that's going to be the, I guess you'd call it the Spirit Leaders version of hip-hop, as Riley Schmidt, the daughter of the coach of the Spirit Leaders, Holly Schmidt, is back from Hawaii and is choreographing and has choreographed a little bit of hip-hop, and that's going to be presented at halftime of the varsity game, and we're going to have a little interview with Riley at the time to welcome her back to Napa. She's finished at the University of Hawaii and will be back to stay now in the Napa area, helping her mom with the Spirit Leaders and doing some choreography, particularly in the hip-hop variety.
Well, that's awesome. It's always good to bring in great new material. Holly does such a great job anyway, and it's nice to see that the next generation is coming along to help with the choreography and help Napa continue that excellence in the Spirit team.
You know, just taking a peek ahead at the varsity game, the two teams are even in the league at 2-2, and they're tied for third place. And I would imagine three teams from the MEL might go into the playoffs. So this game is very important tonight for these two varsity teams.
Exactly. As you fans know, the MEL does not have a conference tournament at the end of the year. So the way you prove your way into the section playoffs is by having the record during the regular season. I don't know if that'll change next year when they're in the Vine Valley League. I don't know if there'll be any sort of conference tournament at the end of the year. But for this year, for sure, you've got to get it done during the regular season if you're going to get that section playoff bid.
Vintage has just gone ahead as Justin Van Maren, a 6-foot sophomore, drives to the basket and lays it up off the glass to make it 40-38. Napa JVs bring it down quickly into the forecourt. There is a foul against Vintage. And we'll find out against whom the foul is called. And it's going to go against a freshman, Everett Mitchell. There are three freshmen on the Vintage JVs. All three of them have been doing a great job tonight, kind of being led by Logan Nothman. And Everett Mitchell has come out of the lineup. He's 6'3", one of the three freshmen, Josh McCormick being the other one. We mentioned Logan Nothman, who really handles the ball well and is an excellent player. But Nothman is in there on the free throw line. But Napa is shooting a free throw and missing. And the rebound comes out to Vintage. Here come the Crushers. Fast break. Bringing in the forecourt, Luke Williams. He passes it way back out to Coe. Josh Coe tries to fire a shot. And as he does, there's contact by the defender who went up trying to block the shot. And it's going to be a foul on number 11. Again, we do not have the roster of the JVs, but we do have Vintage's roster. And Josh Coe, who is a 5'10 sophomore, he's hit a couple three-pointers tonight, and he switches the first free throw. Vintage goes up by three with just over 4 minutes to go here in the JV action. A little bonus coverage before we get into our countdown for the event. And he hits both free throws. Nice job by Josh Coe at the free throw line. And here come the Indians now as they bring the ball front court, working it around over the left side. It's a quarter court maneuvering, and they get cut off, and a foul is called. It's, I think it was a foul. The official blew the whistle, stopped play, and they have not made it definitive about what the situation is. Now they're showing it is a foul, and it's going against Dylan Daniel. And that is his first personal foul. The free throw by Napa is good. It bounded around the rim from one side to the other and then to the back, and then it fell in. So back to the free throw line. This number is 34. If you have any information on it, let us know. Next free throw is missed, so we split free throws, and Vintage rebounds, leading it by 3 points midway through the quarter. With four. And there's an interception by Napa. As they come down, it is 2-on-4, so they're slowing it down a bit. But now they drive for the basket, and a little jump shot near the baseline was short, and Vintage has the rebound. Walking it into the forecourt is Logan Nothman. He hands off to Coe. Josh Coe drives in. His shot is blocked there, but Vintage gets the ball right back. Nothman underneath, and they lose the ball out of bounds. I think, yep, it gets away and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dylan Daniel. So it's 42-39 right in front of us now. You may not be able to hear him, but shouting out on the court is Ben Goodman. Goodman back in coaching after taking last year off. And Mike Quinn was the JV coach for Vintage last year. He's assistant varsity coach this year. There's a shot by Knapp. It falls short, and it's an air ball out of bounds. And he'll be hearing about that.
Yeah, you can hear a lot of the kids yelling, air ball, air ball. And the kids are just having a blast here tonight. It's so much fun to see the turnout of the two student bodies and the pep bands here. And, you know, it's just what it should all be about, high school basketball on a Friday night.
There were two pep bands last night. I thought that was great, as the home team, Vintage, and the visitors, Napa High, each had their pep bands at the game.
Yeah, tonight it looks like, at least in the Napa case, we've got a sort of a smaller ensemble. Or actually, I guess it's kind of hard to tell. They may have just as many kids as they had last night, but they sound terrific.
Well, it always adds to, and of course you got a full house tonight too that soaks up some of the sound.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, last night at the Vintage Gym, I had was sitting behind you with my headset on and could barely hear anything you were saying, but it was awesome. The sound was just overwhelming.
Well, the Vintage varsity has already come off or out of the dressing room. They're just off the court there watching the concluding part of this game. They're ready to come onto the court to take their warm-up. Vintage with the ball, driving in, going up, and just missing the shot was Luke Williams. Luke has been playing really hard tonight and has done a nice job for the Chrysers thus far. He's a 6'1 sophomore on the JVs with just over 3 minutes to go. He has now the official has come and taken the basketball away from him. It's Napa is making a substitution. So the referee is going to allow that and now returns the basketball to Luke Williams. He bounces it once, twice, three times. Looks at the basket. His right-hand free throw is good. Far as team fouls, the Chrysers are in the 1-1 when they get to the line, so he needed to make that to get the other one. And Napa's in the double bonus, so any foul against the Chrysers will be two free throws coming for Napa High. Next free throw is also perfect, and Vintage goes up by five. That may be the biggest lead in the ball game for them as Napa quickly brings it across the timeline, getting it out to the top of the key, faking to the left, faking to the right, now going back to the right with a pass, makes a line over toward the corner, now coming back out toward the top of the key, looking at a three, driving into the lane, forcing it up. It goes in, but there was a whistle before the shot, and the foul was called on Logan Nothman, and that will negate the field goal, I think. Now they're putting him at the free throw line for two shots. This is the double bonus. He was fouled before he got the shot away, they say. So that will give him the double bonus at the free throw line. He makes the first one. He makes the second one. And it's 44-41 here in the JV game, the closing minutes of the one of the preliminary contests in the freshman ball game. It was close throughout the first three quarters, and then Vintage really pulled away to win 57-37. But now here in the JV action, Vintage leads by 3 points with just over 2 minutes remaining. Working it over to the side. There's a three-point attempt up by Coe. No good, but it's rebounded by the Chrysers. Getting the ball was Justin Van Maren. Brings it back out to Logan Nothman. High dribble now, working with the shot clock in his favor at 20 seconds to go on that. 2 minutes to go in the game. Drives in, goes up, and scores! Let's see who they credited that one to, Dino. I was blocked out. So we'll get the...
Logan. It was Logan.
Okay, it was Logan Nothman, as we indicated. They got the basket, and Napa comes right back and gets the basket, and we're... We do not have the score sheet for Napoli roster, and so we cannot give you individual information. We do have Vintage's roster. Josh Cove drives to the key area, kicks it back out to the top of the circle, gets it to Nothman there. Now Nothman takes it quarter court right side, brings it around the perimeter, working from the right side out toward the center circle where the Indian logo is right at the center circle of the right side with 5 seconds. They try a long one by Justin Van Maren, and it is off the rim and caroms out of bounds. Well, we've got 1 minute to go here in this bonus coverage and a three-point game. Big possession right now for Napa High as they bring the ball front court. Down by three, looking at a three, firing a three. No. Rebound is out of bounds. Nobody touched it. It'll be Chrysler's ball. Returning to the lineup is Ethan Hemmerlin, a 5'10 sophomore. He replaces Justin Van Maren for the Vintage Chrysler's. Inside of a minute to go now. Vintage with the ball and a three-point lead. Driving in. The ball is deflected. It goes nearly out of bounds, but the coach standing right in front of us, I'm not sure what happened to deflect the ball, but in any case, Napa gets it away, and Brad Swim asks his team and the officials for a timeout. They get it now with just over half a minute to go.
Yeah, it was number 32, I believe, for Vintage, was trying to shoot a layup, and he just missed it, and Napa got the rebound. I did not see the ball deflected. It looked like he just didn't shoot it on target.
Well, this is a really good location to describe the game. We're right at center court, but at times The coach in the seating area to our right will stand right in front of us and kind of block our view.
Yeah, of course, the coaches have their job to do, and they're trying to get the best angle to see what's going on out on the court. And, you know, at that point, our considerations just don't mean a lot.
Well, Dino, how was traffic coming over, or were you in Napa tonight?
Well, I actually worked in Napa today at one of our Bank of Marin offices here in Napa, which was really great. I was able to work relatively late till about 6 o'clock and still get over here in plenty of time.
Here come the Chrysers back on the court. Napa High already there, having set their plan in motion as they need a basket down by three, and they have the ball at midcourt. Getting it inbounds, comes near the center logo. Now over toward the left corners. They work it around, looking for a three-point attempt if they can get it out at the top of the key. 15 seconds on the shot clock, 22 seconds on the game clock. There's a three-point attempt. Good! Kaboom! We're tied up with 14 seconds to go in regulation. Vintage with the ball. They get it to Nothman. Nothman in the forecourt, coming down the right side. Trying to get a shot up, no good. Rebound, scramble for, loose, 2 seconds to go, 1 second. No, they stopped the clock with 2 seconds, and there was a foul. Wow. It's going to go against Vintage. Napa will have a chance to win.
And Napa will, because they're in the double bonus, even if they miss the first free throw, they'll get to shoot the second. So they've got two great chances to go ahead by at least 1 point here in these last 2 seconds.
So what was a three-point lead for Vintage not only has vanished, but Napa, with 2 seconds to go, has free throws coming. And it's not over if he makes the free throw, but only 2 seconds remain in the check and see who number 21 is for Napa over there, as we'll tell you who's going to be shooting the free throw. And we'll check that out here and...
That's Logan Van Zant, Ira, is number 21 for Napa.
Van Zant, we should have known that, y'all. So you know he's got some size there as he's going to be going to the free throw line. Logan Van Zant with a chance to win a little big game here for the Napa Indians. As Vintage comes onto the court, keep in mind they would still get the ball out of bounds with 2 seconds to go, but they would have to hurry to get it in the forecourt to get a decent shot away. 46-46. We are tied. And Logan Van Zant for Napa. Bounces the ball. Eyes the basket. Bounces the ball again. Looks at the basket. Here's his free throw. Good! And he comes and gets some slaps on the back by his teammates. And the coach saying, don't foul. Don't foul. As he's back to the free throw line with a 1 point lead. His free throw on the way. It is good. So he hits two pressure free throws. Vintage calls timeout. Now, unlike in the NBA, when you get a timeout, you can bring the ball to half court. Vintage will have it in the backcourt.
Yeah, and that's going to make things a little bit problematic, because they're going to have to worry about getting the ball into the forecourt, probably to get a decent chance at a shot. It's, you know, it's unlikely that they've got anybody who would be a good bet to make it from beyond half court. So the first objective here is to get the ball to somebody in the forecourt, and then you just take your chances that they can get off a good shot.
And the 1-1 is in effect. Check who made that three-point basket with the official score. See if she's got the information on who made that three-point basket so that we can report that. That was a huge shot in the game, and we'll tell you about that. Napa's putting on a full-court press as they come out onto the court, and Vintage is trying to get the ball in, and the ball is deflected. And the fact the clock did not get started, because as the ball was being inbounded, it was deflected up, and now Brad Swim is coming down, asking for some time to come off the clock, and the officials will be called over to the official scorers bench, and we'll see what they have to say.
Ball was tipped.
I mean, there's got to be time.
Yeah, it's got to be at least
two-tenths of a second,
tenths,
if not three.
So I'm going to reset to 1.9.
Let's go 1.8. Can we do that?
though. The clock is being reset to 1.8.
And it was Braden Greenlee who scored that three-point basket for the Napa Indians.
Braden Greenlee, what a huge basket that was. So the Crushers find pressure in the backcourt even. They're not even going to let Vintage have a chance at a long shot from behind the 10-second line. As Troy Mott, who is the official score, or not the scorekeeper, but the clock operator. And now Napa has asked for a timeout as the Vintage timeout was about to finish. 48-46, Napa with the three-point basket and the two-for-two free throws has taken the lead.
And there's so there's 1.8 seconds to go. And you're right, Ira, it's very interesting. Napa is contesting the inbound pass. That's going to make it very difficult for the Crushers, although theoretically, I suppose it improves the chance that somebody could get open, but whether the man handling the inbound will be able to get the ball to them with such tight coverage at the spot of the inbound is going to be problematic for the Crushers.
Well, Logan Van Zandt hit the two free throws for Napa, and if Logan Nothman can get the ball for Vintage, he's an excellent shooter, and he has range. They're looking. And the ball is deflected again on the inbound try. And that was Logan Van Zandt that deflected it.
Yeah, he's having a great last minute here, and that took another 0.3 seconds off the clock.
Last 2 seconds. The inbounds pass comes to midcourt. A freshman fires a long one. It's off the backboard. No good. But a great shot attempt by Josh McCormick. He was able to get open enough to get the shot away from midcourt. It hit the backboard, but bounded away from the goal. And Napa has won the JV game.
Man, oh, man, what a tremendous finish to the game as the Napa Indians, who trailed for the most part after I arrived here at the start of the fourth quarter, pull it out in the end. And if the varsity game, I mean, the varsity game is going to have to go some to live up to the finish we just had here in the JV game and the finish we had in the varsity girls game last night.
Now, that was a two-point game last night, too, with Vintage winning that by two and losing the JV game here by two. We'll be back in a moment and get set for varsity action as we start our countdown to tip-off. You're in tune with KVON, 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. And our thanks to our engineer, Charles Kennedy, for putting the previous games in our archive file. You can go to KVON.com, go to the audio, and follow the prompts, and listen not only to any of the past basketball games, but the past football season broadcast as well. So thanks to Charles for accomplishing that. And we have varsity basketball coming up now.
And I'm expecting another terrific game. These two teams are tied for third place in the conference. Now, they've each played, I think, four conference games, which means there's still five more after tonight because they play 10 altogether. But obviously it's going to be key to try and get the win tonight because, as you said earlier, probably only the top three teams in the conference will get to go to the section playoffs, and whoever wins this game will be all alone in third place with at basically the halfway point of the league season.
The teams that are tied for first place are Vacaville and Wilsey Wood, each with 4-0 records. Napa and Vintage tied for third. And then Armio and Rodriguez are tied for fifth with 0-4 marks in league play. Overall, Vacaville is 11-9. Wood is 14-6. Napa High is 9-12. Vintage is 10-10. Armio is 2-18. And Rodriguez is 6-12.
Now, will the officials who make up the slate for the section playoffs, will they look at overall record as sort of a tiebreaker if two teams have the same conference record, or how does that work?
It is whatever the committee comes up with, and with both Napa and Vintage leaving the section, the Sac Joaquin section, to go into the North Coast section this next year, it's unlikely they would get a lot of consideration.
Yikes. So it's possible that neither team could make it, although more likely that one will.
It depends on how they finish these last six games, as you mentioned. Well, the Napa Indians are coached by Zach Cook, who's a graduate of Napa High. He's in his second year. And Greg Johnson, Brad Swim, the assistant coaches. Brad, of course, was the JV coach as well. While Rob Johnson, the first-year coach at Vintage High, has Mike Quinn as his assistant. Here are some results before we hear from the coaches. And we will hear from both coaches here in just a moment. But in the freshman game, Napa had a record of 11 wins and 6 losses, and Vintage was 10-5, and Vintage won the game 57-37. Vintage led 26-15 at halftime. And the leading scorer for the game was Alex DeZod with 20 points. He had 5 threes that he made.
Wow. In a freshman game, that's remarkable.
It was, and he didn't play the whole game either, but wound up with 20. And his teammate, Donovan Gruber, had 12 points. They were the double-figure scorers for Drew Williams' team. Paul Gagone, who coaches the Napa freshman, had Aiden McDonald lead their scoring with 18 points. And in the just-concluded JV contest, that was the freshman scores that we gave you, for Napa, Braden Greenlee had 19 points. Guerri had 10 points. And Logan Van Zant had 2 points. So we know how important, he had 8 points, including those last two there at the free throw line. For Vintage, Josh Coe had 16 points, and I thought really handled the ball quite well. Logan Nothman, the freshman, had 13 points. Justin Van Meren had 7 points. So those are the leading scorers in that just-concluded JV contest. We'll be back in a moment and hear the comments from our coaches for the varsity action to set the scene for tonight's play game in the big game bracket. Welcome back into the Messner Gymnasium, the site of big game for the boys basketball teams of Napa High and Vintage. I'm Ira C. Smith along with Dino Alessio, and let's find out what the coaches have to say about tonight's contest with first-year coach Rob Johnson of the Vintage Crushers.
Well, coach, you had to be pretty proud of your team's effort in that against Armio.
Yeah, we were very impressed. I was very happy how we came out, and we kept fighting through. So when in that environment, you got to create your own energy, and I thought our guys did that. I thought they answered it really well.
Tell us about the progress of this team. Do you feel that they have improved very much from the start of the season?
They've improved immensely. And really with their confidence and the belief in what we're trying to do here, I think that's throughout the whole program. So it's feeding off of these younger teams, and I really appreciate the guys believing in me and also allowing me to guide them in the way I see fit.
When you were playing, did you play the 5 position?
I played 5-4. Yeah. Yeah.
What about working with the size of the Crushers? Do you have much potential in what you've got this year and what looks like coming up?
Yeah. Well, the thing about me is what I learned. I played more 4 and 5 in college, but as I went overseas, I had to play everything. So I had to be more versed in understanding the guard positions and those things. So I really feel like I can teach any position, but I'm definitely more in tune and see more of my bigs. And I think we got great bigs. Hunter's been awesome. Grant's been great. Damian, senior Davis, who's a lot of very, very versatile. So he can be the wing, and he can also be the 4. And we've had Blake come in and be the 4 sometimes as well. So it's been awesome. It's been really, really good.
During the course of the season with Mike Quinn on the bench beside you, how do you divide up the duties as to who is watching for what?
Well, with Mike, I really lean on him to kind of talk to the guys and give them the information when they come out of the game. And so, and obviously, as a coach, he sees things that I don't, because I'm focused on the ball. I'm focused on the things that I am. But Mike does a great job in communicating to the guys, you know. So when I say things, they've already heard it from Mike. They kind of reiterate it and understand. So when they go in the game, they have another coach sitting there that's already told them, and he's able to go in and to know what I want. And he knows what I want, so it's been a great mix. So it's been great.
This will be your first big game, but you know what it means to the guys and the school.
Well, yeah, I've known that from day one. Taking the job, you know, big game is a big deal. So I look forward to it. I treat it like Oregon State or, you know, Anley, El Molino down in, you know, Sonoma County. So I really look forward to bringing that energy. That'll be the big thing, is kind of match our energy with theirs and kind of keep it the composure. You know, don't let the excitement get too overwhelming.
And those were the comments of first-year coach Rob Johnson. And you can hear all of the noise in the background because of the excitement that is happening here at the Messner Gym.
Absolutely. The crowd was going wild during that junior varsity game, and now in anticipation of the varsity game, things have quieted down just a little, but there's definitely a persistent hum among the fans as they get ready for what should be a superb varsity game.
Well, let's find out what Zach Cook has to say as the second-year head coach for the Napa High Indians.
Well, Zach, how do you feel this season has been going along for the Indians?
It's been going well. The kids are getting better every day, and our chemistry is phenomenal, which is great as a coach to have a team that, you know, gets along on and off the court and enjoys playing with each other. So, yeah, it's going well. We're kind of on the home stretch here, and so looking to put a little run together, hopefully.
Well, you're getting some good production from a freshman.
Yeah, Brock's been great for us. He's come right in and stepped right in and not just been a role player, but he's starting for us, and he's doing everything. He's rebounding, passing, scoring. Our older players, juniors and seniors, have really embraced him, so it's been a pretty smooth transition for him. And he's a competitor, man, so as soon as he came in, he was not afraid. He jumped right in and took off.
What about Ruiz, who is just a sophomore? He, early in the season, was a big help.
Yeah, Danny's playing time's kind of been up and down. His play's been up and down. You know, that's common for a sophomore up on the varsity, especially a guard who has to, you know, handle the ball a lot and do things like that, get us in our offense. But he's growing, he's improving, he's positive, he works hard every day, the kids love him. So I look forward to having him for, you know, the rest of this year and two more years after that.
You played for Denny Lewis. Do you have some of Denny's philosophies on your squad now?
Yeah, there's a few things, you know, like just, you know, discipline. You know, we like to have really well-conditioned teams. We do, you know, a few things offensively that Denny used to do. We play a little more zone than he probably would like, because he hates zone. But, yeah, there's probably something I do every day as a coach that I got from Coach Lewis.
And we will be returning following the playing of our national anthem. Okay, well, we just had the playing of the national anthem, and we'll probably have the starting lineup coming your way.
Vintage High Crushers and your home team, Napa High.
We have Troy Mott as the PA announcer, as well as the clock operator. He's giving the starting lineup now for Vintage Crushers. First, he will be introducing
junior Max Phipps.
Max Phipps, 5'6" junior. First to be introduced.
At guard, junior, Abron Cortez.
Cortez is second. Let's go and pick it up right from Troy.
At forward, senior, Davis Chandler. At forward, junior, Grant Polk. And at guard, junior, Jared Rendon.
So those are the starters, Phipps, Cortez, Chandler, Polk, and Rendon, and now for Napa High.
At guard, Stephen Bloom, junior. At forward, freshman, Brock Bowers. At guard, junior, Zach Swim. At forward, senior, Captain Joe Carnazzola. And at center, senior, Mitch Hiphop.
Well, there we have the starters as given by the coaches to the PA announcer. And for Napa High, Bloom, along with Swim, Carnazzola, Hiphop, and Bowers. So interesting that Brock Bowers, just a freshman, gets the start tonight.
Yeah. He's a terrific athlete, though, and I'm not surprised at all. He played, he was on the varsity football team, I believe, last fall as a freshman as well.
Well, we're just set. Ryan Spears, one of the officials, coming over to the official scorer's bench to see if everything is ready and they're all set. We are, as Napa's going to our right and Benny's to the left, and the ball is tipped around, controlled by Napa High. So we are underway now in the big game, Napa and Vintage. Napa with the basketball, takes it in the left-hand corner to Hiphop. Holds the ball high over his head, lobs it in the middle. Carnazzola, spin shot, good! As Carnazzola spins around and puts it up and gets the basket. Napa lead. There's a three-point attempt, good by Rendon! As Rendon starts out where he finished the other night against Armio when he had 12 points in the fourth quarter of the game, including two threes there. And Vintage leads now 3-2. Napa on the drive, going up his Swim. He scored, working nicely on that right baseline, and Zach has his first point. And quickly down, Rendon, another three-pointer. It spun out. It looked like it was going down, but just spun out, so he tried to make two in a row from three-point range. Napa brings the ball down and throws it away. They had a lob pass over there intended for Brock Bowers, but it went just out of his reach, and the turnover gives the Crushers the basketball. Max Phipps brings it forecourt, right side, looking around, and starts to back up with it. Brings it over now towards the left to Cortez. Cortez back to Phipps. Phipps motions for someone to set a pick. They do. He rolls on the pick, gets the pass under, up and good, and a foul. Good move by Grant Polk, a 6'5 junior. And that's the first foul, a chance for and one. That foul was on Bloom. That's his first personal foul. Of course, the team's first foul. Right-handed free throw up and good by Grant Polk. So we've had two three-point plays by the Crushers. One, the three-point shot. The other, the old-fashioned way with the field goal and the free throw. Napa on the attack now as Bloom brings it down. The ball is deflected away. Rendon goes for it. Can't get there. But they are still giving it out of bounds to the Crushers. So Benny's gets the ball in the backcourt. Crossing the timeline is Max Phipps, bringing it front court right side. Starts down the side area towards the corner area. Now moves into the lane. And a quick pass underneath, and I don't think Polk was quite ready for that. And it slips off of his hands and goes out of bounds to Napa. 6-4 is the score. The Vintage Crushers with those two three-pointers in the lead. Napa High coming down with 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Hiphop over to Bloom. Bloom tries to get a shot up. It's partially blocked. And the rebound by Bowers. He goes back up. and is fouled as he misses. Boy, the freshman got right in the thick of things. And the Crusher foul is going to go on Polk. Grant Polk picking up his first personal foul. That sends Brooke Bowers to the free throw line. And this free throw is no good. It hit the flange. Karen back out. So he'll be back there, 15-foot mark, as he gets the basketball, bounces it a couple times, once again, hides the basket. His free throw is no good. He goes 0 for 2, and the rebound is taken by the Crushers as they come up with the loose ball as Polk gets it, brings it into the forecourt over to Chandler. Chandler plays with that big brace on his right leg. Over to Cortez. Cortez used up the dribble at the top of the key. Works it quarter court to right side on his pass over there to Max Phipps. And we have a whistle away from the ball. We'll wait and see about the call. The foul's going to go on Mitch Hiphoff. That's his first, the team's second. And so it'll be out of bounds for the Crushers. Inbounds to Rendon. He looks at a three, doesn't take it. And we have a move, an illegal block set up by Chandler. He tried to set a pick, and then he had a moving pick, and that was...
And that's a no-no.
That's a foul. So with a minute, well, 2.5 minutes gone now, as Swim walks it across the timeline. Hip-hop comes out on a high post, gets the ball over to Swim. Swim guarded by Rendon. Rendon pressuring him a bit to get the ball. Now to Joe Carnazzola. Takes it toward the right corner. Over to Bowers. Now out to Bloom. Bloom drives to the left. Gives to Bowers. Goes baseline. He's cut off there. Back to Bloom. A three! Kaboom! He got it. Stephen Bloom hits the three-point basket. And it is... 7-6 now. I think, was that just a two-pointer rather than a three?
I thought it was a three-pointer.
There's a shot by Chandler. It's good. And that was a two-pointer by Chandler. Yeah, I had marked that down as a three. See what the scorer beside you gave, whether it was a two or three from her. Hip-hop takes it right side. There's a shot up, no good by Chandler. That was a two. Okay.
We've got confirmation that was a two, Ira. I had it as a three as well.
So Bloom is credited with a two-point basket. The ball went out of bounds, and it's awarded to Napa to the left of the basket for which they are shooting. It's 8-6 score with Vintage in the lead. There is Bloom firing from the right corner. No good, and this time there's a jump ball on the rebound as both Swim and Hunter Gutierrez, who just came into the game, were tied. Also into the game is Imani Lopez, a sophomore with some great moves. He is one of two sophomores on the team. Besides Imani, they have Blake Murray on the Crusher attack. Vinny's has made a few. Napa makes the interception there. So as Vintage was coming down to set up their offense, Napa intercepted the pass and brings it on the attack now as goes to Hiphoff. Cutting in is Bowers up, and no good. Hiphoff taps it in, but it will not count as Bowers had been fouled going for his shot and will take two free throws.
Bowers really went for a circus play there, and he nearly pulled it off. His body was... diagonal to the floor, and he got it up and nearly got it in.
Chandler called for his second foul. Free throw is good by Bowers. Brock getting back to the free throw line. His mother coaches softball at Napa High. Was quite the athlete. Next free throw is no good. So Brock goes 1-for-4 at the free throw line. And then there is a foul on the ensuing rebound. And that's going to go on Brock Bowers. That's his first. He's going to come out of the lineup. And into his place is Sammy Morales. Morales, a senior. So Vintage with the ball now. It's 8-7. Vintage with the lead. Imanez Lopez working at guard along with Chandler now. And the pass is intercepted by Carnazola for Napa. Brings it across the timeline. Stops the top of the key. Fires the three. Rims no good. Rebound Lopez has it for Vinny. Drives between two players. Coming down on the attack. The right side Fernandez. Fires the three. Rims no good. Carnazola rebounds for Napa. Hands the ball off to Stephen Bloom. Bloom crosses the center logo. Gives it to Carnazola. Guarded by Lopez very tightly there. Passes underneath the basket to Morales. No good. By Morales, rebounded by the Crushers, leading it by one. Rendon, oh, he had a good pass underneath the basket, but they could not get the shot away as Gutierrez gets it back to Lopez. He misses that, but Vinny rebounds and gets the offensive board, and a three-point attempt by Gutierrez is no good. Rebound is out of bounds off of Leonard Gutierrez. Napa's ball. Into the lineup for the Vinny Crushers is Damian Alfaro. He goes in, and Chandler is replaced. 2:46 to go. We're in the first quarter. 8-7 is our score. Vintage has the lead. Napa has the basketball. And they bring it into the forecourt with Vince O'Kelly into the game now. He and Carnazola working on the outside. Cutting through is Morales. He gets a pass, puts a shot up. It's missed, but he was fouled. So he will get two shots. The Vintage foul on Alfaro, who just came into the ball game. That will put Sammy Morales at the free throw line shooting two, and he missed the first. Well, Napa could have been way ahead if they've been hitting their free throws.
Yep, they're only one out of five from the charity stripe.
Next one by Morales, and that one is good. It went way up over the top of the backboard and came down, and it went through. So he split free throws. Here's Lopez driving in the lane but not shooting, passing in the corner. Gutierrez will shoot a three from there. No good. Rebound is off of Carnazola, out of bounds to Vintage underneath the basket for which they're shooting. We're all tied at eight apiece, and Fernandez will inbound the basketball. David Fernandez looks, sends it out to Rendon. Rendon guarded very tightly by Morales, who punches the ball away, but it's loose, taken by Bloom. Bloom leads the fast break for Napa. He drives in. His shot is blocked, but a foul again is going to be called. Boy, I thought Lopez did just a great job of blocking that ball.
It looked pretty clean to me, but evidently there was some contact there.
Could be some body contact under there.
And just to show you how cruel of a scorekeeper I am, if there's a foul on the play, I don't give the player credit for blocking the shot. It's got to be a clean block to make it onto my score sheet.
Steven Bloom misses the first free throw. Napa continues to struggle at the foul line. Rendon is replaced. Back in is Max Phipps. Also back in for Napa is Brock Bowers, replacing Joe Carnazola. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter in a tie game at eight. And Bloom, or it's at the line, and Bloom makes the free throw. So Napa has the lead now here in the big game by one. Lopez for Vintage. Right at the timeline. Now he crosses over, used up the dribble, lobs a pass over to Phipps near the sideline. Now to Fernandez. He's behind the arc, doesn't shoot. Goes over into the corner to Alfaro. He tries the three, no good. Rebound is cleared out of there by Gutierrez. Out to Lopez, tries the three, no good. Rebound taken out by Napa's Morales. He gets the pass over to Ruiz. Danny Ruiz passes it in the right-hand corner. Bauer brings it out on the dribble to Hip-Hop. Hip-Hop is playing a high post at the top of the key. Now he goes towards the low post as he pass goes to the right corner for a three-point attempt. It rims no good by Vince O'Kelly, and there is a foul on the rebound. We'll see against whom that foul. It's going to go on the Chrysler, David Fernandez. Well, these officials calling him very close here in the first quarter. You have to get adjusted to the way that the officials make their calls.
Fortunately, I don't think any one player has more than one foul so far.
Yeah, Chandler has two.
Oh.
Morales at the line, and he misses the free throw on the front end of 1-1, and Vintage gets the rebound. Here they come into the forecourt, and the ball is deflected, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Crushers. Good halftime program coming up by the Spirit Leaders, their rendition of hip-hop, choreographed by Riley Schmidt.
Now, that's not Mitch Hip-Hop, that's hip-hop.
That's it. We got very good clarifying that. Vintage with the basketball. Bounce pass goes into a low. And there's a foul on hit on hip. Oh, now you got me.
Hip off.
A hip off is called for the foul going over the top. And that's his second personal foul. That also puts Hunter Gutierrez at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Vintage is 1-for-1 at the foul line. Make it 1-for-2 as Hunter misses his first attempt. Into the lineup for Napa High is Charles Gravett. He replaces Mitch Hip-Hoff. And back to the foul line, Hunter Gutierrez trying to make this one to make it a tie game. And he does. So splitting free throws is Hunter Gutierrez. And we're tied at 9. Napa brings it forecourt now. Vintage is... follow them around. They're using a shifting man-to-man. It is man-to-man, but if they get blocked out. There's a steal by Alfaro. Alfaro driving in and is fouled by Morales. Sammy Morales charged with his first foul. Now, I don't know if they're going to call it a shooting foul or not. They are not. Oh, they are. Now they, yeah, now they're going to put Alfaro to the free throw line and give him two free throws as... get Pratik Sunder getting ready to come in. He did a really good job the other night.
I think he was my player of the game on Tuesday night against Armio.
First free throw is good by Damian Alfaro. That gives Vintage back the lead. So another change of lead. Morales is replaced. Swim back in. That's Zach Swim, a 6'2 junior. Alfaro eyes the basket. Free throw, perfect. So Vintage is four out of five at the free throw line as we're in the final minute of the first quarter, and Vintage leads by 2 points. Napa has O'Kelly, top the key. Gets it over now to Ruiz. Ruiz to Bowers. Bowers to over to Gravett. He missed the shot, and Vintage is Alfaro rebound. They bring it down quick in the forecourt. Sunder passes to the left side. Lopez starts to drive baseline. Overshoots the basket. That's a difficult angle to come in from. And Napa has the rebound. Bring it down, trying to tie it up or take the lead. There's a three-point attempt. It rims no good. Rebound is tipped over to Bowers. Turn, shoots, just missed. Rebound Lopez with 2 seconds, or rather two-tenths of a second to go, and that will end the quarter. At the end of the first quarter, it's the Vintage Crushers of Napa 11 and the Napa High Indians 9. The end of the first quarter, let's go to Dino and see how they shot there in that first period.
For the Crushers, 3 out of 12 on field goal attempts. That included 1 out of 7 from beyond the arc. They were 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. For the Napa Indians, 3 out of 16 from the floor. That included 0-for-3 on three-point tries, and they were 3-of-8 from the charity stripe. 5 turnovers for Vintage, 3 for Napa. Vintage leads in rebounding 10-7, Ira.
As play resumes now, we're in the second quarter. Napa makes the steal, and they get the ball right back here as we're underway in the second quarter with a chance to tie it up or take the lead are the Napa Indians setting up their deliberate pattern offense. Zach Swim working one-on-one out there against Max Phipps. Now it comes Hip-Hoff is back in the game. Underneath, it goes to Conazola, missed the shot, gets the rebound, and it is blocked. And his next attempt, but a foul is going to be called. He made body contact, and the foul is going to go on Grant Polk. That'll be his second personal foul. Chrysler's could get in foul trouble now. They're accumulating a few fouls here in this first half. Carnazola scores the first free throw. Has a chance to tie up the game now. Kind of a seesaw battle here in the first half, and he ties it up. 2 for 2 for Jones. He has 4 points now in the game. Vintage, a long pass in the forecourt to Sunder. He loses the ball, and it's a 3-on-1 fast break. Swim goes in, goes up. He scored and was fouled. And one for Zach Swim. So he'll go to the free throw line after getting his second field goal of the game and the personal foul. It is going against Max Phipps. That's his first. That was the ninth team foul. So Napa, if they get another common foul, will be in the double bonus. They'll be getting two free throws from now on common fouls.
Well, they'll need to take advantage of that. Right, they started out poorly in free throw shooting, but now they've got up to 50% at 5 out of 10.
Well, we want to remind you that the Napa High Athletics is going to have their crab feed on February 24th. Now, it's more than just crab. It is also steak. And if you've been to them before, you know they have a tremendous auction. This year it's going to be in Yountville at the community hall there. It's called the Heritage Room in the community hall. And that's Saturday, February the 24th, starting at 5 p.m. And, of course, you can get tickets from the Napa High School Athletic Boosters. NHSAthleticBoosters.org is the website. Free throw no good on the second or on the attempt there by Swim, and the shot from the corner, hurry up shot, is no good by Sunder. And then he's quickly got the ball down court and tried a quick three. Napa has gone into a 2-point lead, and they have the basketball. Carnazola against Chandler works it over to hip-hop out on a high post again, and the ball is deflected, taken by Bloom, and another foul. And it is, I think, away from the ball. It's a hold called on Sunder. That was away from the ball. So it's a common foul, but it is a double bonus now. So two free throws coming for Charles Gravett. And he missed the first one. 6'3 senior Gravett. We'll get the second free throw. Back to the line. Takes a deep breath. His free throw is good. And Bowers is back in, replacing Gravett. Gravett in there just briefly, but did pick up that point. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. 14-11. Napa has the lead. And Vintage has the basketball in the fourth quarter. And it's deflected. Last touch by Rendon, so it goes out of bounds to Napa on the turnover.
8 turnovers for the Crushers, only 3 so far for the Napa Indians, Ira.
Napa playing good game thus far, although they're missing their free throws, so they could have been way ahead. Right now they still are up by 3. There's a bad pass by Hip-Hop that sails over everyone's head, except the Spirit Leaders, who are there in the background, and they retrieve the ball. 14-11 score. Napa putting on a one-man press in the backcourt. The inbounds pass to Max Phipps. He gets easily across the timeline. A bounce pass to Fernandez. Now it goes to Chandler, working around the perimeter, back out to Phipps. Now Napa trying to double-team whoever has the basketball. Rendon tries to drive around. He goes up, missed the shot, no call. He thought he was fouled, and the ball is out of bounds. It'll stay with Vintage. Well, they were pressuring Rendon, who looked like he was going to take the three, so he drove around the defenders and got in there and missed the shot. Here's Fernandez, another three. Swish! Fernandez gets the three-point basket. That's the second one for the Chrysers. Napa still without a three-point basket, but we're tied at 14. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter, 6 remaining. Swim has an opening, drives in, goes up, scores. Well, he gave him a little daylight. And that is all it took for Zach Swim to move and get the basket. Rendon quickly in the forecourt. Double team. Bounce pass. Fernandez open for a three. Rims no good. Rebound Swim. Taps a little pass over to Carnazola, who brings it forecourt. Now slows it down. Sets up their pattern. Hiphoff comes out. Sets a pick. Carnazola drives on it and had his shot blocked, but retrieved the ball and hooked it up in the end. Good second effort there by Joe Carnazola. He has 6 points, as does Swim, and they're in the front court. 5:15 to go in the first half. Chandler, a good pass underneath, and then there's a foul call that may be against Bowers. As it is Brock Bowers' second personal foul. It'll be a two-shot foul opportunity for Hunter Gutierrez. Last trip to the foul line, he was one out of two, making the first free throw. Getting ready now for his next opportunity. His team trailing by 3 points. Bounces the ball. The free throw is an air ball. So once again, he split free throw. So with Napa getting the ball, Zach Cook is off the bench saying something out to his players, moving up and down in front of the bench as the play resumes. It's Swim bringing it into the front court. Nearly pulled that pivot foot. Into Bowers underneath. He goes for the shot, and it goes in, but it will be negated because of a travel violation against Bowers.
He shuffled his feet there when he got the pass.
Exactly 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Rendon for the Crushers loses the ball, but retrieves it, and then he lost it again, and Bowers dives for it, gets it, and as soon as Napa got the ball, the coach asked for a 30-second timeout. So Zach Cook got it, even though Brock Bowers was able to get that pass away while he was down on the court.
I don't think Coach could have anticipated that Brock would be able to get that pass off, so he was immediately signaling.
Yeah, he saw that Brock Bowers had possession of the ball but was down on the court, and he quickly called a timeout, and Bowers made a great pass out of there that was right on target to a teammate.
That was a good timeout call, though, because in a game like this, every possession is precious. So if you can judiciously use a timeout to help keep possession of the ball, that's only going to pay off in the fourth quarter.
Napa last year was 9-18. They've already won 9 games this season. Vintage last year was 5-21. They have doubled that total. They are 10-10 overall. 2-2 in the league. Swim forecourt with Carnazola. They set a pick away from the play to get the ball to Bloom. Now underneath the hip hop. In goes up, scores, and one. Now they worked it into the big guy. Mitch Hip Hop gets his first points in the game. And the foul goes on Alfaro, his second personal foul. Hip Hop. 6'8 senior. Eyes the basket. Here's his overhand free throw. No good off the flange. Carnazola battles and gets the offensive rebound, however, and gets it to Bloom. Tries to drive in and is going to be called for a travel. So it'll be Vintage's ball in the backcourt. 5-point lead, the biggest lead of the ball game. As we have 4.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Comes over to Faro, and the ball is deflected, but a kick is called against Swim. So that resets the shot clock to 35 seconds, and will give Vintage the ball. No, not the 14 seconds like in the
like
NBA.
Like in the NBA, right.
They go all the way back to the 35-second range. Rendon passes it in the middle. Alfaro doesn't shoot, gives it out to Fernandez. He does, but missed the shot, and Rendon goes way back on defense right away. He's done a good job of getting back on the defense. And here come the Indians into the forecourt. Goes to Hip Hop on the high post. Can't shoot. Over to Bloom. He hits a long three. Steven Bloom gets the... this was a three, I think.
I believe so, yep.
Okay, so we've got Napa up by eight now, and Vintage turns the ball over, and then Napa is called for a foul. Backing in is going to be against Bloom. No, check it. No, not Bloom. They're saying on Brock Bowers. That'll be three fouls on the freshman. So Brock is coming to the sideline. In a recent game, Bowers was the leading scorer for Napa High. And that's pretty good as
a freshman. Wow.
He's back on the bench now, having picked up that third personal foul. He scored 1 point on one out of four at the free throw line.
Well, this is weird. It looks like they're going to have Vintage inbound the ball. Shouldn't this be a shooting situation? Or was it a loose ball foul?
It was an offensive foul.
Oh, right.
An offensive foul.
Right, so no shots there.
Yeah. Napa has the defense there pressuring Vintage as Rendon tries to drive between two, and he is fouled. Now the fouls start to go the other way. Vintage is starting to get the breaks. It'll be a 1-1 for the Crushers. The foul goes against Alex Kokotas, who had just entered the game replacing Brock Bowers. That'll put Jared Rendon at the free throw line. He made a three-point basket early on. First shot, hasn't scored since then until now as he makes the first free throw. Napa had led by 8 points. Rendon up there trying to trim away at that deficit as he eyes the basket. His free throw is no good. It popped out, and it's rebounded by Napa High with 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. 23-16, Napa ahead. Loom, the swim. Comes over to Carnazzola. He'll fire a quick three. It's short. Rebound Lopez. Lopez nearly lost it at midcourt. Retrieves possession. Over to Rendon. Rendon in the corner. Back to Lopez. Starts to drive in the lane. Goes up. Shoot. Blocked by Hippoff. Rebounded by Napa. Swim. Takes it forecourt. Brings it down back between circles. Starts down the lane. He's got a little daylight. Right in, the shot is partially blocked. And the rebound is put up, but a foul is called. Kokotas will go to the line. The Vintage foul is on Fernandez. That's his second. Boy, there are quite a few of the Crunchers now with two fouls each. Brock Bowers for Napa is the only one with three fouls. The first free throw, no good. Alex Kokotas back at the free throw line. And Vince O'Kelly comes back into the Napa lineup. And back to the free throw line is Kokotas. And he got that one to roll in for him. And Napa's back to an 8-point lead, equaling their largest lead of the ball game. Phipps brings it forecourt. Starts down the lane. Fakes, drives up, shoots, misses. Rebound put up, and good. A nice follow-up by Hunter Gutierrez for his first field goal of the game. 24-18. Just over 2.5 minutes to go until halftime. Carnazzola against Rendon. In the forecourt. Underneath, shot up and good as they worked it to Kokotas. And he's about 6'1", and he's being guarded by 5'6", Max Phipps. Phipps brings it down underneath to Gutierrez, and he lays it in, and Phipps gets credit for an assist on that play. 26-20. Pace is getting a little faster now as both teams have been successful on fast break opportunities. Now Napa's going into their deliberate pattern. Goes to Carnazzola in the lane. Spins. Shot blocked. That was by Carnazzola, or we should say by the Crushers. Phipps was drifting in and tried to, no good. Gets the rebound and puts it in. The smallest guy out there between three or four. The Napa Indians got the ball and put it back up for the score. Phipps' first point, and it's a 4-point game. Minute and a half to go. In the second quarter, Bloom with the ball well out to Carnazzola. He drives around. He has a shot blocked by Lopez. There's a whistle, and there's going to be a foul. That's going to go on Lopez. And Imani picks up his second foul. See, there are four players for Vintage with two fouls each.
So with a minute 23 to go, Carnazola goes to the foul stripe and hits the first of two. For Carnazola, he is 3 out of 3 at the foul line tonight. He's the leading scorer in the ballgame now with 7 points. There's his next free throw. That also is good. He has 8 points, 6 of them in this quarter, including 4 for 4 from the foul line. Fernandez forecourt. Looks at a three. Now brings it back out. Fits. Over to Imani Lopez. Spreading it around. A minute 10 to go. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Lopez to Phipps. Baseline right. Going up. Shot is blocked by Hiphoff, but he may be called for a foul. The contact was made, and Hiphoff has picked up his third personal foul. He has 3. Bowers has 3. Gutierrez going to the free throw line for Vintage with a minute to go in the first half. He missed the first one. He has made 2 out of 5 at the foul line. Gutierrez, a 6'5 junior. And the Crushers send 3 players back into the defensive end of the court. Free throw is good. And each time that Gutierrez has been there, he has split free throws on the 3 occasions. So we're in this final minute. It is a 5-point Napa lead as they bring it into the forecourt. O'Kelly works and then sets a pick for Carnazola. Over to Morales, fakes to the right, takes it instead of the left to Bloom. He fires a 3 way off the mark. Rendon rebounds for Vintage. Takes it over to Fernandez. Open for a 3 and missed it. Carnazola went over the back to get the rebound over Max Phipps. Phipps had the inside position, and as we mentioned, Carnazola has a height advantage. He's 6'3", and he went over the top to get the rebound, but committed the foul. And it's a double bonus now for the Crushers. So Max Phipps gets 2 free throws. Good on the first. Well, he can make it a 3-point game if he makes this next free throw. Max Phipps, 5'6", junior, bounces the ball. He's the left-hander, and he missed the free throw. But Vintage hustles to get the rebound that caromed into the corner. Now the Crushers set it up again with 25 seconds. The shot clock is off, but Napa intercepts. As in the backcourt, O'Kelly was being double-teamed and was able to get out of it some way and bring the ball across the timeline. Takes it quarter court, right side. Now they're shifting around with 8 seconds to go until half. O'Kelly goes in the lane. Over to Carnazola, fires a 3, no good. Rebound Fernandez, and that will end the first half. So in that quarter, a 15-point quarter, or check at for Napa High, a 19-point quarter, as they have 28, and Vintage had 13 points in the quarter. And so here at halftime, the score in the big game for the boys, the Napa High Indians 28 and the Vintage Crushers 24. Well, we're back here at Napa's Messner Gymnasium for halftime. Right now, the Vintage Cheer Squad doing their routine, after which we'll watch the hip-hop routine choreographed by Riley Schmidt, and we'll be hearing some comments from Riley. But in the meantime, here's Dino Alessio with the first half stat.
So for the Vintage Crushers, they were 7 out of 26 from the floor in the first half. That included 2 out of 12 from three-point range, and they were 8 out of 13 from the free throw line. For the Napa Indians, they took 31 shots from the floor and made 9, including 1 out of 6 from three-point range, and they were 9 out of 19 from the free throw line. The turnovers, 10 for Vintage, 7 for Napa. Vintage had 3 assists on their 7 made baskets. Napa had 3 assists on their 9 made baskets. The Vintage Crushers led in rebounding 16 to 14, And in block shots, 4-1. There were five lead changes, and the score was tied on five other occasions, Ira. And as we're waiting now for the Napa Spirit girls to come out and do their routine.
Okay, this is going to be a hip-hop routine. And I'm sorry that we can't show it to you here on the radio, but we can tell you about it.
Well, Ronnie, first of all, congratulations on finishing at University of Hawaii. That's been a good experience.
Yes, it was so great. I was on the dance team for a year, and I got my degree in dance, so I'm really excited to be back and coaching.
Now, I understand that you're working with the group with the hip-hop theme.
Yes, they just won. First time Napa has ever competed in the hip-hop division, and they took home first place from WCE in San Jose, and it was a great experience for them.
Do you have a favorite as far as the different types of dance?
Hip-hop is my personal favorite because I have been going to L.A. and dancing in that style mostly, so it's my forte out of all the dance styles, so I was excited to come back and choreograph for Napa High.
So we'll be seeing you more often now around the Napa scene.
Yep, I'm back for good, so I'll be coaching as long as they'll have me.
And who else is working on the spirit leaders at Napa High?
We have Lisa and Rainey. They're both assistant coaches as well, and they've been in the program for many years, and they're both on the team.
Well, it's exciting having you back, and good luck.
Thank you.
And that was Riley Schmidt, the daughter of Holly Schmidt, who is the Spirit Leader's director, but probably won't be too long before Riley takes over.
It looks like it's a possibility based on her talent. And, folks, I wish you could see this routine. The choreography is terrific. It's a very energetic routine. I'm afraid I don't know enough about dance to really describe the moves to you, except that the girls seem to be having a great time. And they're getting a great reaction from the Vintage cheer squad, which is sitting down on the floor in front of them watching, and from the crowd up in the stands. And it's a very intricate routine. They've got the girls are momentarily split into two groups, and we're doing two different sets of maneuvers. Now they're all together doing a single set. Now they split apart again. But it's great. They're dressed in... they're dressed in something like a baseball uniform, and they definitely looked like a team there as they're getting a thunderous applause at the end of their routine, Ira.
Well, our congratulations for a very nice halftime program, and I'm just sorry we can't do it justice.
Yeah, I would have to know a little. I'd have to know a little more about what all those moves are called. And speaking of congratulations, I listened to your interview with Tim Roy this morning, and I thought it was a really terrific interview. And then I know the two of you, I think, were at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon later in the day.
Yeah, and Tim was the MC for that event.
Yeah, and some of my associates from the bank were at that event and said it was a really great event, and that Tim was very entertaining.
He does a great job, great guy, and I know that this is the third year in a row that they have used him as the MC, and he is happy to come here, and we're happy to have him.
So, yeah.
So that went really well. We'll be back with second half basketball in a moment as it's halftime at Messner Gym with the home team, the Napa Indians, leading the visitors from crosstown, the Vintage Crushers, 28-24. And you're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country. And we stream on the internet at kvon.com. And we also have the archives of our basketball and football broadcast on the website at kvon.com. And our thanks to Charles Kennedy for getting that updated.
Yeah, and I tell you, broadcasting these kind of games like we've had this week, I may very well go online in a couple days just to hear how we sounded.
Well, it was exciting basketball in the girls' big game last night, and this game is far from over with a four-point halftime lead for Napa High. The leading scorers in that first half for the visitors, it was Hunter Gutierrez, who had 7 points, although he made just 3 out of 6 at the free throw line and had 2 field goals. And for the Napa Indians, it was Joe Carnazzola. He had 2 field goals, but 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. At the end of the first quarter, Vintage led 11-9, and we're set to, for the second half with that lead increasing by 2 more, up to a 4-point advantage. Last year, Vintage was 5-21 overall, 0-10 in league play, and had lost 14 in a row at the conclusion of the season. But boy, they turned it around now with 10 wins and 10 losses, 2-2 in league play. Rob Johnson, the head coach, and Mike Quinn, who was the JV coach last year, is his assistant. Napa High with former Napa player Zach Cook in his second year. Zach has been around the coaching scene for quite some time, coaching both boys and girls basketball. So we're ready now for second half play. Napa last year was 9-18 overall and 4-6 in the league. They're 9-12 coming into this game, 2-2 in league. Napa gets the ball out of bounds on the alternate possession, comes to Swim. Swim fakes left, drives right, had a little opening, elected not to use it, goes to Bloom. Bloom drives the base, and the ball is taken away from him, and then a whistle and a jump ball is called, and Max Phipps very alertly got in there and tied up the ball. And
Max is trying to make an argument that he was able to just steal the ball away, but the officials are going to call a held ball on those if there's joint possession for more than a heartbeat.
Well, on the alternate possession, Vintage gets the ball, and so here they come into the forecourt right side to Cortez, who's back in line. Vintage looks at a 2-3 zone defense for the first time tonight now, and it comes over to Rendon. Rendon well out there behind the three-point arc, so he's not going to shoot there against the Cortez. Over comes now. Now in the middle as they're working around. A spin shot is partially blocked as Grant Polk tried the shot, and Chandler goes for the rebound. It's deflected by him and goes out of bounds to Napa. Carnazola and Bloom in the backcourt. They've got Swim, Bowers, and Hip-Hop in the forecourt. And Hip-Hop can't handle a high pass, and it's intercepted by the Vintage Chrysler. Rendon in the forecourt. Over to Phipps. Tries a long three. No good. Carnazola reaches up with one hand and pulls that ball down and has the rebound. He'll bring it across the timeline. Coming between circles now. He still has the dribble going. Gets it over to the left now as they work it to Bowers. Back cutting in his Swim. Missed the shot. Rebound is loose. Scramble for a ball. And it was Bowers that got to it first, but he slid on the court and his foot went out of bounds on the sideline. So it'll be right over there in front of Jill Stewart, who is athletic director for the school systems for Napa, Vintage, and American Canyon. Napa back on defense in that 2-3 alignment. Vintage on the weave now as they look for a good shot. Rendon thinks he has it, so he'll try a three. It's off target. Hip-Hop battles for the rebound, and he gets it, and one official calls a jump ball. The other official calls a foul. Now they will confer. The officials tonight are Ryan Spears and David Rawl. And I guess they're agreeing that it was a jump ball, and so all in the position will favor Napa this time. Neither team has scored yet in the first minute, 45 seconds. Swim. Ball high over his head to Hip-Hop, who's way out on the high post. Finds Carnazola. He's open. His shot, no good. Rebound taken by Vintage. Rendon going down the left side of the court. Pulls up with a three. Now he drives in and feeds underneath, and a foul is called as Grant Polk went for the shot. He was fouled by Brock Bowers, and that is 4 fouls on Bowers. So Bowers, who has scored just 1 point, maybe coming out of there. Polk missed the first free throw. Grant Polk in the first half was 1 out of 1 from the foul line. Bowers goes to the sideline, and Vince O'Kelly takes his place on the court now. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Free throw, good. So Polk brings the pressures back within three. Napa with the ball. Carnazola on the right-hand dribble, goes to the right side. Now he's back behind the three-point arc to Hiphoff. He tries a long two, no good, and a foul underneath, I believe. There was a whistle anyway, and it was a Napa foul, and that's going to be on Carnazzola. So Joe Carnazzola called for the personal. Vintage with a chance to get within one or tie it up with a three-point basket as they bring it in the forecourt. Very deliberate pattern now. Rendon tries to split the defense, drives in, goes up and scores! What a play by Jared Rendon. That's his sixth point in the game, and it's a one-point game, 28-27. Napa hip-hop top of the key. Over the side, going up with a shot that's partially blocked, was Gravitt, and Charles had his shot blocked, and the ball goes out of bounds. And again, the officials are going to confer. And they're changing the inbounds from Vintage and giving it to Napa instead.
So I think that is the correct call, Ira, based on what I saw. It was off of Vintage.
And O'Kelly inbounds the ball to Hiphoff. He is near the left corner, and he throws it to the right-hand corner over everyone's head and out of bounds. So on the turnover, Vintage gets the ball back. Let's check the turnover totals now.
Vintage has turned the ball over 10 times, and the Napa Indians 12 times, Ira.
Wow, boy, Napa had started out kind of slow as far as the turnover scene was concerned.
Yeah, they started out doing really well. They've turned the ball over a few times since then, though, although they're still not a bad total at all for this stage of the game. You want to try and keep it around 20 or fewer turnovers, and they're on a pace, I think, to do that. But where Napa has also struggled, though, is on the free throw line, where they're just 9 of 19, and that's something they're going to want to improve on when we get into the fourth quarter. Those free throws become really important.
Well, we look at last night's college basketball, and St. Mary's of Moraga tied a school record as they had their 15th win in a row. And the game was much closer than 75-62 over BYU. 32 points for Jock Landale in that win. UCLA beat Cal 70-57. As play resumes here now, we have Vintage on the attack, a chance to take the lead. They're down by one. It goes underneath the low post to Polk, puts a shot up too hard off the backboard, and retrieved by Vince O'Kelly. Forecourt underneath, Carnazzola drives in and missed the shot but was fouled on the play. So he will go to the free throw line. The Vintage foul goes against Polk, and that's three fouls on Grant.
Napa still hasn't scored a point in this second half.
And Vintage only has three, but try to end that drought is Carnazzola, who is 4-for-4 at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two. He scores the first one. So he's 5 out of 5 at the line. Three different players coming back into the lineup for Vintage, including Imani Lopez, Damian Alfaro, and Hunter Gutierrez. Next free throw is good as well. So Carnazzola's been perfect at the foul line for Napa, 6 out of 6. Here come the Crushers, down by 3. Pass over to Rendon, and we had a foul before that on Swim reaching in. Zach Swim's first personal foul. And so it'll be out of bounds for the Crushers. That was the third team foul against Napa High. And one so far here in the second half against Vintage. But that accounted for two free throws for Napa. Rendon has the ball nearly kicked, but it was intercepted by Napa. Carnazzola may go all the way. He does miss the shot. Hiphoff tries for the rebound and is tied up by Hunter Gutierrez. Possession arrow favors Vintage. Troy Mott right on the scene makes the change as the inbounds pass comes to Rendon for Vintage. To Lopez, fakes right, goes left, turns, pops it up, hits it. Oh, nice move by Lopez. That's his first basket of the game. And he had a beautiful move to fake some Napa defenders as he went up for the shot. There is a whistle. Lopez, I think, is going to be called for the foul. That'll be his third personal foul. He has three. Polk has three. Quite a few players with two. And for Napa, Bowers has four. And Hiphoff has three fouls. Back into the lineup for Napa High is Sammy Morales. He will replace Vince O'Kelly. And Napa has the ball on the side. Garnazola looking to inbound. He had Gravett moving for the basket. Couldn't get it to him. Gets it. Now here's Gravett going up with a shot. No good. A foul is called. And Gravett will go to the line. That foul on, it said 33. I don't see a 33 out there for, 34, I guess, on Rendon was the call. So that puts Charles Gravett at the line, where in the first half he was one out of two. And his free throw is no good. That's the first free throw missed here in the second half by Napa. Back of the line, 6'3 senior. One of six seniors on this varsity team for Napa High. Free throw is good. And Napa back up by 2 points. Vintage with the basketball here midway through the third quarter. Oh, a bad pass by Rendon. Easily picked off by Carnazola. Here he drives down into the corner to Bloom. Bloom may drive for the basket. No, instead he comes back to the top of the key. Now he drives for the basket, and the ball is tipped away from him out of bounds. It'll stay with Napa High to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Rob Johnson, the first-year coach for Vintage, is off the bench saying he wants a timeout. So they get a timeout. We'll take time now with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The score is Napa High 31 and Vintage 29. Well, in case you missed last night's ball game, or we should say plural games, in girls basketball in the big game, in the freshman game, Vintage was a winner 22-20. In the JV game, Napa was the winner, 32-23. In the varsity, it was Vintage winning by 2 points, 50-48, with Alyssa Andrews, the leading scorer, with 22 points in that victory for Vintage. Right now, the Crushers are down by two, and Napa has the basketball to inbound. It comes in to Carnazola. Carnazola starts to drive around Alfaro. Can't get around there. So gives it to Blum. Blum has a little daylight, but elects not to go for the basket. And instead fakes right, goes left, tries a long two. Rim's no good. Hiphoff's rebound no good. We had a shove underneath, and Hiphoff will go to the line for two free throws.
Free throws is the only way Napa's been able to score in this second half. They've missed all 10 shots they've taken from the floor. They missed their last four in the first half, so they've missed 14 consecutive field goal attempts.
And they still hold a two-point lead. Hiphoff scores the free throw. He had gone 0-for-1 in the first half, so that was his third point in the game. He's back there now for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way, and it's good. So that makes the score 33-29, same margin as halftime, a four-point Napa lead. Rendon tries to drive between two players, and one of whom's going to be called for a foul, and that's going to be a Gravett. That's his first personal foul. You know, Rendon is not afraid of getting in some traffic out there.
No, he was an excellent player on the football team, and he's not afraid of contact.
Rendon takes it left side. Bounce pass, but it was kicked by Carnazola. So it'll stay with the Vintage Crushers as we near the three-minute mark in the third quarter. A four-point Napa lead. David Fernandez will inbound the ball from quarter court on the left side. The Crushers have Gutierrez going low post right side as the inbound pass comes to Rendon. Now Owen the right side to Lopez, tries the three, it's short, rebounded by Hiphoff, out on the right wing to Carnazola, into the forecourt, comes down to grab it. Now back out to Bloom. He'll try a three. It hits the rim. No good. Rebound. Hip hop. Good. The big guy followed it in there. And that makes it a six-point lead. The biggest lead that Napa's had has been 8 points. Brendan, top of the key, drives between two players again, gives to Fernandez for a three. Kaboom! Fernandez! That's his second three-point basket in the game.
He loves shooting that three-point shot.
That's his favorite. That's absolutely right. And Vintage gets back. They stay in a man-to-man defense. Now as the pass goes to Bloom, puts a shot up. No good. It's a little off the rim. And Cardozola hustles for the rebound. Hip off is open. They don't see him. They can't get the ball to him. Gravett will put a shot up. It rims no good. Gets a rebound, no good. And the rebound now is saved from going out of bounds by Alfaro. A long pass to Lopez. Drives in, goes up, was fouled by Bloom as he misses. Wow. What? Even though he missed the shot, it was so superb just watching that effort that he had there. And the free throws, two of them coming. The foul was on Bloom. Free throw is good by Lopez. So that makes it a two-point game. Swim back in. He replaces Gravett. Lopez has another free throw coming. Since Vintage uses a man-to-man defense on Napa, why they want to make sure they have their assignments correct as Lopez makes the next free throw as well. And we've got a one-point game. Napa leads it by one as they bring in the forecourt. Swim drives baseline, puts a little floater up and hits it. Zach gets his first second-half point. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Fernandez to Rendon to Lopez. Starts to drive, goes in, goes up, scores! Boy, that's what you like to see if you're a Vintage fan, is Lopez driving that lane.
Excellent body control. He went up but kept under control and put the ball in.
It's a one-point Napa lead. Hip-hop for Napa, has the ball. Pass intercepted by Albano. He gets to Lopez. Let's watch this. It's one on three, but he's going anyway, and he's fouled as he missed the shot. Swim is going to be called for his second personal foul. Well, I was wondering, since it was one against three, if he would go. I should have known
he went.
He went
no
for
fear.
It. While he did not get the field goal, he did get a foul against Napa. Swim.
Vintage has a chance to take the lead for the first time since early in the second quarter.
And the free throw is good. Lopez has scored 7 points in the game, all in the third quarter. And Napa has, the score is tied right now as Lopez's next free throw is good. Lopez puts Vintage ahead. The Crushers take the lead as Lopez is 4 for 4, and he's coming out of the lineup now. Cortez is back in for Vintage. Here's Swim in the forecourt, down by a point now with a minute to go in the third quarter. Swim holds the ball high over his head, passes over to Morales on the left side. He guarded by Fernandez, gives to Blum. Blum starts to drive in, no good. Rebound, foul called. It'll stay with Napa. That was the fifth team foul on Vintage. Cortez called for the foul. So they're not yet in the bonus on a common foul. That was the fifth team foul. Vintage would be in the bonus as Napa's been charged with six team foul. Hip-off has the daylight. He goes up and he missed it. Rebound tipped around. Fernandez has it for Vintage. Leads a fast break. 40 seconds to go in the half. To Rendon for a three. Kaboom! Jared Rendon gets his second three-pointer of the game, and he has 9 points now. And Vintage goes up by four. That's their biggest lead. Hip-hop out to Swim. Drives in the lane. Goes up with the underhand scoop shot, and he got it. Good move by Zach Swim. He's in double figures now. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. as the pressures bring it down. Cortez had a little room there, did not shoot. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Cortez now will fire. It's off, no good. Swim gets the rebound as the buzzer sounds. And that will end the quarter, and it was a good one for Vintage. Napa scored 11 points in the quarter. Vintage scored 17 points in the quarter. And after three, here at the Messner Gym, it is the Vintage Crushers of Napa 41, the Napa High Indians 39. Well, there were several good things for Napa in that quarter, even though they fell behind. One thing, they improved on their free throw shooting, Dino.
They certainly did. They made 5 out of 6 in that quarter, and now they're up to 56% for the game at 14 out of 25. But Napa made just 3 out of 19 field goal tries in that quarter. Vintage made 5 out of 14, including a couple of three-pointers, and Vintage also was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line, which allowed Vintage to outscore Napa 17 to 11 in that quarter and take a 2-point lead going into the fourth. Ira,
tighten up your safety belts. Here we go. Ready for the fourth quarter. Napa will get the ball on alternate possession at midcourt. Carnazola, Swim, Bloom back into the game. Bowers and Hiphoff out there for Napa High as they have the ball. And it comes over to Swim. Swim near the center circle, the Indian logo. Now it goes to Hiphop out on a high post right side. They intercepted by Rendon. He anticipated the pass in the middle to Lopez. Lopez starts down the lane. The ball is thrown away by Bloom. Bloom to Swim. Swim driving. He goes up and scores. Good hustle out there by Napa as Swim gets the field goal. Coming down is Fernandez. He fires it up. He knew he was going to be fouled, and so he went ahead and shot the ball. It was not a good area for him to shoot, but he saw that Bowers was coming in on him, and that's 5 fouls on Bowers. So Brock Bowers, as we just start the fourth quarter, has fouled out of the ball game. Well, what a future this freshman has, though. Boy, I tell you.
Very athletic.
Yeah, in about any sport that he wants to pursue. I mean, he is just an outstanding individual, and he was very aggressive out here tonight, and doing so has picked up 5 fouls. Here's Fernandez shooting 2 free throws. The first one is no good. Fernandez has made 2 3-point baskets. That was his only free throw attempt so far tonight. But he had been fouled in the act of shooting, so he is awarded 2 free throws, the first of which he missed. The official returns the ball to David Fernandez, a 5'11 senior, and he missed that free throw. Hustle for the rebound, and Napa comes up with the ball as Swim was first there to run it down. Napa in the forecourt now as they get the pass to O'Kelly. Back to Swim. O'Kelly came in there replacing Bowers. Over to Carnazola. Gets it to Bloom. Bloom back over to the left side with the ball. They're looking for someone to cut through. They find Swim. He goes up, shoots. Just missed it. Lopez rebound. Coming down. Rendon's on the left wing. Lopez is going all the way. Put the shot up too far and too hard, but was fouled. Well, a chance for 2 free throws. Hiphoff is going to be called for his 4th personal foul, the big boy for Napa High. Indefinite foul trouble now. And Lopez, who was 4 for 4 in the third quarter free throw shooting, is back at that 15-foot mark, bouncing the ball, eyeing the basket. Free throw good. Boy, he's got some nice moves there. He gives the Crushers back the lead at 42-41. Returning the lineup is Mac Phipps. He replaces David Fernandez. Lopez, just a junior, or just a sophomore, I should say. Next free throw rolls good. He's in double figures and didn't play too much in that first half. He had scored 0 points at halftime, now has 10 points. And Vintage leads it by 2. Coming down is Bloom. Over to Carnazola. Can't hold it. Slips off his hand. That's a case where you get close to your teammate and you pass it too hard, and it just went right through his hands out of bounds. So the Crushers, we'll see how they play it now since they have regained the lead by 2 points. Their tempo, they bring it quickly into the forecourt. They have Chandler back into the lineup now, along with Phipser at the guard spot. Lopez is a swinging man. He's the swing from left to right in the three or four position. Their three-point attempt is up, no good by Phipps, rebounded by Carnazola for Napa. Chance for Napa to tie it up or take the lead as they bring it forward. Cordo Kelly in the corner to Carnazola. He likes to shoot from there, but he's cut off. Good move there defensively by Hunter Gutierrez. The pass goes to Swim as he cuts in the lane. Goes to the left of the basket, can't shoot. Out to Bloom. He tries a three, no good. Rebound scrambled for. Rebound put up and in. So she gave that to number 30 or.
Yeah, Carnazola.
Yeah. There were a couple of three players. I wanted to make sure we got the correct one there as far as the official score. Napa back on defense. Lopez looks at a three, fires it. Good! My goodness. Imani Lopez buries a three, and the Crushers go up by three with 5.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 46-43 score. Carnazola spins, double team, goes up. He missed the shot but was fouled and will go to the line for two. The official going over saying something to Hunter Gutierrez as he was explaining. It was not Hunter that they charged the foul to, though. It was Max Phipps who was charged with the foul. Both teams will be in the double bonus, but Carnazola gets two free throws. He was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is good. So Carnazola tonight at the free throw line is a perfect 7 out of 7. And he is up there with his team trailing by 2 points. Eyes the basket. Free throw on the way. It rolls good. Well, he has done a real good job at the foul line, as has Imani Lopez for the Crushers. Lopez has the ball for court. Backs it back out. Over to Phipps. It's a one-point game. Fernandez tries the three. Rimmed up and tipped in by Lopez. He went flying down the lane and tapped it in. Amazing shot. And there's a throwaway by Napa. Vinnies gets the three, gets the two-pointer. And then they have Napa so shook that they get the ball back.
That was a sensational play by Lopez. He came flying out of nowhere to get that miss and put it in.
That was something to see by the sophomore. You know, it's hard to even describe how the missed shot went up in the air and Lopez came sailing down the lane, went high up, and slammed the ball back down the hoop.
And, you know, I'm constantly amazed by the amount of poise that the younger players show. Freshmen and sophomores and juniors playing with no fear out there and playing alertly, and the moment is not too big for them at all. That was just a sensational play. That could end up being the play of the game if Vintage holds on to win this game.
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly delighted the Vintage fans.
And, yeah.
And it's just too bad from the Napa standpoint that Brock Bowers, their fine freshman player, fouled out. He was in on a lot of the action. I mean, he does not shy away from the action.
And I see now Mitch Hiphop, I think, has four fouls. And
right.
He's on the bench right now, so it'll be interesting to see when Brad brings him back into the game. He can't really hold him out too long.
Gravett has come in to replace him. Vintage inbounds the ball. It comes to Phipps. Vintage leads it by 3 points. Goes now to Chandler. Chandler looks to Lopez. He gives the ball to Lopez. Lopez looks at a three, and he travels. He did that little stutter step, that little motion when you shuffle your feet, and that will be a turnover. We're inside of 5 minutes to go. We're in the fourth quarter, and the Vintage has a 48-45 lead. Napa has the ball as they get it inbounds. Vince O'Kelly walks it to midcourt, where he's picked up by Max Phipps. Takes it right side. Bloom missed the long three, Rebounded by the Crushers. They could add to their three-point lead. Driving in, going up, and missing was Fernandez. And a whistle on the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Just giving the ball to Napa. No foul. And some of the fans vocalizing that they're not pleased with that no call. But the official, yeah, they're going to confer.
I'm sorry. I think they, it looked like they were going to call a foul on the inbound there. They are.
Yeah, it looks like Fernandez may be cited.
Yeah, he committed a foul before the ball could be inbounded.
Yeah. Rob Johnson, the coach, comes out and says something to Dave Fernandez. And Fernandez shakes his head affirmatively. I understand, coach. I know what I did. I know what you're saying. I'll get back out there and I won't do it again. In the meantime, Stephen Bloom, 5'10 junior, is at the foul line for Napa, and he scores, so he gets the bonus. That was his first second half point. He hit a three-pointer back in the second quarter, and that was his last time to score. And he scores both of his free throws. So we're back to a one-point game now. Vintage with the one-point lead and the ball. Chandler drives the lane, pulls it back out, gives to Lopez. Lopez guarded by Swim there on the man-to-man arrangement that Napa is using now. Both teams using the man-to-man. Pass to Fernandez. Fernandez, a behind-the-back dribble. It gets it over now to Fifth. Back to Fernandez for a three. Kaboom! Fernandez! Keep wanting to go into a song on some of those Fernandez shots. If you remember ABBA, and there's a foul on Vintage as Napa got the ball down quickly, and Chandler is going to be called for his third foul.
Yeah, that was a tremendous sequence by Fernandez. First, the behind-the-back dribble that brought the crowd to its feet, those who weren't already standing anyway, and then he passes the ball, gets it back, and sinks a three.
Both
just deadly.
Yeah, both student sections are standing, as you alluded to. That'll put Carnazzola at the free throw line, the 1-1, and he scores it. Whoa, Mr. Just accurate tonight.
The Indians are 10 out of 11 on free throw shooting in the second half, a huge improvement over the first half.
And Carnazzola makes both of them, and he's hit 10 in a row at the foul line, has 16 points, so he's got three field goals and those 10 free throws. And it's a two-point game for Vintage. Lopez has the ball against Swim. And he gets a block, rolls around it, goes into the lane, then fires it out to Fernandez for a three. Kaboom again! That was his second consecutive three-point pass. And there's a steal by Fernandez. Fernandez is run into by Bloom. Fernandez gets the ball back. They get it in the forecourt. It comes over to Lopez. Lopez one-on-one against Carnazzola. Puts a shot up. No. Foul. Yes. Wow. Fast action here at Messner Gym. And Carnazzola is kind of disputing the call. That is going to be his fifth foul, I think. That's going to be tough to lose him. Must be just his fourth. He is staying in there. So here is the first free throw. Good by Lopez. Lopez with 16 points. He has not missed at the free throw line. I guess that was just the third foul. I must have given somebody else's foul to him. The free throw by Lopez is good. So he goes 2 for 2. Here in the second half, he has scored 17 points as he did not score in the first half. And it's the biggest lead the Crushers have had, 7 points. Morales out to Carnazzola. Fakes right, drives left, goes toward the baseline, spins there. Guarded tightly by Alfaro. Shoots over him and hits. Carnazzola, having a good fourth quarter, 18 points with 8 of them here in the fourth quarter. 56-51, Napa needed that basket. They need a stop here as the Crushers have a five-point lead with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Lopez driving to the baseline, and he's double-teamed but gets a pass over to Gutierrez. Gutierrez has it stolen away by Swim. Swim two on two. Now three on two. Over to Bloom. Fires a three and hits it. Kaboom for him. My golly. Steven Bloom gets his three-pointer in there. And that makes it a two-point game.
I tell you, Ira, when I think these games can't get any more exciting. I mean, we had that sensational game last night between the two varsity girls squads, and then the JV game earlier tonight between the boys had a fantastic finish, and now the nightcap is, if anything, even more exciting of a game.
Well, the players that have really come through, Joe Carnazola for Napa making 10 straight free throws. Lopez has made 2, 4, 6, 8 straight free throws without a miss. And let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, yeah. And Lopez has a three-point basket. Carnazola has 18 points. Lopez has 17.
And David Fernandez made a couple big three-pointers.
Yeah, he's got 12 points, 9 of them in the second half. On three three-pointers on his 9 points in the second half. One of the players in the freshman game, Alex Dazat, had 5 three-pointers that he made in that freshman game tonight. Play resumes. Vintage with the ball. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Lopez, a three! Swish! Imani Lopez buried a three-point shot, and that puts the Crushers back up by 5. Bloom, he'll fire one. It's short. It was partially blocked, and the rebound is taken by the Crushers. Rendon brings it forecourt. Picked up by Swim. Drives around Swim. Puts it up, and he was trying to lob it there for Lopez, but it hit the rim, and Lopez could not put it in. But driving in and showing some good determination was Hip Hop, and he laid it in. Well, that was the best effort for Hip Hop tonight.
Yeah, and he can't hold anything back now.
Crushers take a timeout. We'll take time now. A minute 21 to go in the fourth quarter, and the score is Vintage 59, Napa 56. Well, as we get set to resume action, Carnazola has led Napa with 18 points, 8 of them in the fourth quarter, with Imani Lopez leading Vintage with 20 points, 12 of them in this quarter. Play resumed. Vintage with the ball. Lopez gets across the timeline, guarded very tightly there by Zach Swim. Lopez starts to drive on Swim. Swim reaches in. Foul called. Can't do that. Wanted to try to punch the ball away, and that more frequently than not gets
it. Trying to argue his case, but he's doing it very respectfully.
That was the fourth foul on Swim. Free throw line is Lopez. We mentioned 9 for 9 at the free throw line, and he missed that one. Didn't want to jinx him, but he had been doing such a good job. Well, at least Vintage is in the double bonus. They have one foul to give before Napa gets in the double bonus. Next free throw is good. So that's 10 out of 11 for Lopez. The ball is tipped away by the Crushers as Napa got the ball into the forecourt.
Still time left for Napa to just run their offense, get a bucket, and go for a stop.
Well, just a minute to go. 60 to 56. Vintage in the lead. Napa will have the ball underneath the basket that for which they are shooting. It comes in to the right side. A three-point attempt is up. No good by Bloom. Stephen Bloom is a nice-looking junior out there. So while they have 6 seniors on the team, they have 3 juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. So they got some good younger players as well. And the inbounds pass is stolen by Carnazzola, and he takes a timeout right away to secure possession.
Very alert play by Joe. He got the ball, and before anybody could try and tie him up, he was immediately asking for timeout.
Wow. I tell you, these teams are really playing outstanding basketball.
And
now
they're playing smart basketball. I mean, they're using their heads out there. And it's just, it's a tremendous thing to see. It really is. The emotion of the moment, all these fans here, it's for bragging rights. And they're both teams are playing really sharp basketball.
Well, what we have coming up next week, as far as our basketball coverage on KVON, we have Tuesday night, we'll see Wood, which is tied for first place in the league against the Vintage Crushers.
And that should be a really good game.
Then on Friday night, a week from tonight, Vacaville here at Napa High.
And that should also be an excellent game.
Yeah.
As the two leaders in the league, the two Vacaville high schools, come into Napa next week and show us what they've got.
Yeah, play Vintage and Napa, and we'll be broadcasting a Vintage game and a Napa game next week.
Sounds good.
In the meantime, let's continue here. 54 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Napa has the ball. They're down by 4 points. Carnazzola, near midcourt, has handed the ball. He will be putting it in play. A lot of movement on there. Some picks are set, and the inbounds pass comes over to Hip-Hop. Over now to Loom. Over to Carnazzola in the lane. Spin goes up. Missed. No foul called. He thought he was fouled. Rebound taken by Fernandez. And he was double teamed and fouled. Boy, they were all around him. They were going for the ball. The foul on Morales could have been on any of three players, I think, the way that Napa went after the ball.
Now, Fernandez, being an excellent three-point shooter, I would imagine he should be a strong free-throw shooter, although I believe he's missed a couple tonight.
He's 0 for 2 tonight.
That's remarkable. But it seems to me if a player's a good three-point shooter that he should easily be able to make his free throws, but it doesn't always work out that way.
He's made 4 three-point baskets tonight. There are 40 seconds remaining. He gets the double bonus. That means 2 free throws coming his way. Bounces the ball. First one on the way. It is good. So David Fernandez now 1 for 3 tonight at the foul line. Coming back to the stripe. Bouncing the ball. Free throw on the way. It's no good. Rebound Napa High. They got a shot now as they bring it in the forecourt. Comes over to Carnazzola. Carnazzola starts to drive in the lane, spins, turns, goes up, shoots, missed, but was fouled. He'll shoot 2.
He's been superb on his free throws tonight. If he can make both, he'll make it a one-possession game.
Foul is on Gutierrez for Vintage. It's his second personal foul. But it was the 9th team foul. That means that both teams will be in the double bonus on common fouls. Carnazzola scores the free throw. Boy, that is 11 in a row for Carnazzola. 19 points in the game. Back at the line. Free throw. Make it 12 in a row as he scored. And Napa needed those. It's a 3-point game with 25 seconds. Rendon is fouled by Carnazzola. I think that's 4 on Carnazzola.
Yeah, but he had no choice, Ira. They needed to, he couldn't run the risk of letting Rendon get by him because Vintage would have been able to take up a lot of time off the clock. So even if he had had 4 fouls and that one was his 5th, he would have had to take it.
Well, the free throw shooter will be Rendon. He's 1 for 2 tonight. He's made 2 3-point baskets.
If he makes one, it's a 2-possession game.
And he makes the first one. That puts him in double figures in the game with 10 points and gives his team a 4-point lead. 23 seconds to go, 23.7 to be exact. Rendon's free throw is good. Fraser free throws, both of which were made by Rendon. Here's Napa quickly in the forecourt. goes into the corner. Bloom drives baseline. The floater is up. No good. Rebound. Hip-Hop is good. As Mitch Hip-Hop goes into the double-figure category. And Zach Cook takes the timeout. It's a three-point game, so that's a one possession if Napa can make a steal or get possession of the ball. Vintage has the advantage as far as the scoreboard and possession of the ball, leading it 63-60. And another close game. These same two teams will play over at the Vintage Gym on Thursday, February the 8th. So if you're listening in tonight and unable to get to the Messner Gym for the Napa Vintage game, jot down February the 8th. That's when teams will be playing over at the Vintage Gym. The next night, on Friday, February the 9th, the Napa girls will host Vintage here at the Messner Gym. And we'll be broadcasting those games, not only the varsity game, but the JV games on those two nights.
We better start limbering our throats up. Better start gargling.
That'll be four games in two nights. I think we can do it.
I think we can. We've done it many times before.
So it's going to be Vintage looking at full court pressure from Napa. All 10 players are there in the back court. The inbounds pass to Rendon. He's fouled right away. They're going to give it to Morales. As, boy, I tell you, it was close because Carnazzola was pressuring in there, too. That was a case where either could have been called. And Napa does not want to lose Carnazzola. He's played a beautiful game.
Especially since there's still a chance this game could go into overtime. So you don't want to lose anybody.
And Hip-Off has come through nicely here in the second half. Rendon, he's the guy that really helped him in the Armio game with 12 fourth-quarter points. He's at the line, and he scores the free throw.
And that makes it a two-possession game.
Mr. Cool at the free throw line has made three in a row. He's back there with one more attempt to try to give his team a five-point advantage. And he doesn't. It's rebounded by Carnazzola. Here comes Napa. 8 seconds to go in the game. Carnazzola goes up, shoots, and missed. But a foul is called.
And actually, I think they may have. Did they call a charging foul there?
Yes. They called a foul on Carnazzola offensive, wow. And that's his fifth. Boy, he was going for the basket and has fouled out with 4.7 seconds to go. Coming in to take his place is Vince O'Kelly. That was a ball control foul, so it's not a shooting foul.
Gotcha.
It was a player control foul, and Vintage is going to take a full timeout. So we'll keep it right here because we've got just 4.7 seconds remaining in this contest as the Chrysers credit them with doing a pretty good job at the free throw line throughout the game.
Yeah, they really have. And in this quarter, for example, they have made 9 out of 14 in this quarter alone. They are 22 out of 33 on free throw shooting for the game.
About 67%.
Yeah. Yep, and Napa has been very strong in the entire second half. They've made 11. They've made 13 out of 14 free throws.
After a weak first half.
Right, and they are now 22 for 33. Both teams are shooting 67% on their free throws in this game. Vintage may get one more chance to shoot free throws here as Napa pretty much is going to have to foul on the inbounds pass.
Vintage won the freshman game, and Napa won the JV game. And Vintage, a long pass to Lopez, and we are having an intentional foul called against Swim, who's shaking his head no. So that will be three throws coming, and Swim is fouled out of the game as well. Now that's the third player to foul out. Brock Bowers went out,
so he's going to get to shoot a technical in addition to the free throws.
He gets two technicals.
Yeah,
and that counts as well. It doesn't matter now as far as it counts as a team foul as well. But they're already in the double bonus, and The official that made the call, David Rouse, going over to explain something to assistant coach Greg Johnson.
You know, those intentional fouls are always so difficult to call. Obviously, he needed to foul because he couldn't let the man get by him and go in for an uncontested layup. Plus, he needed to get the clock stopped.
The officials coming over to the official scorer's bench. So we'll, in the meantime, Imani Lopez has been standing here at the 15-foot mark just waiting around.
You know, I don't think it bothers him a bit, Ira. He's very composed.
He's got 21 points. His first free throw is good. 22 points all in the second half. Back to the line. Eyes the basket, free throw, rolls off, no good. So he made one out of two. That makes it a five-point game. Just over 4 seconds to go in this one. And so Vintage ready to go over the 500 mark. Lopez gets the inbounds pass, and he's fouled with 1 second to go. He was just going to hold the ball, and Napa fouled him. That's going to go on Gravett. So even if he makes the two, Napa would get the ball with 1 second to go, and they're down by five. Lopez trying to add to that 22-point total, and he does. He scores the first free throw. He has scored 15 points in this quarter. Make it 16 points as he makes that one for 24 points on the game. And Napa throws the ball the length of the court. It hits the backboard, but caroms away. As Vintage comes away with a seven-point win in a game that came right down to it and was much closer than that seven-point margin would indicate. We'll be back with the scoring totals and perhaps a comment from head coach Rob Johnson as the Crushers prevail over the Napa Indians 67-60. Welcome back in now. On our wrap-up show, along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith. As what a fourth quarter that was. Napa scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. Vintage scored 26 points.
That was almost like an NBA quarter, but the NBA, they play 12-minute quarters. These guys play 8-minute quarters. And to rack up that many points was remarkable.
Hey, what a job by Carnazola tonight. 12 out of 12 at the free throw line. He had 20 points. But the guy that did all of his scoring in the second half, Imani Lopez, had five field goals, including two three-pointers, and 12 out of 13 at the free throw line. So between the two, Lopez and Carnazola, they hit 24 out of 25 from the foul line in high school basketball.
That's terrific. And you like to see players play their best in the big games. And both of them were just absolutely splendid tonight.
All right, well, let's first of all take a look at the shooting stats on tonight's game with Dino Alessio.
So for the Vintage Crushers, the visitors and victors in this game, they ended up making 17 field goals on 52 shots. Out of those 52 shots they took, nearly half, 24 of them, were three-point tries, and they made eight of those, eight three-pointers in the game. They also went to the foul line an amazing 37 times in the game and made 25 of their free-throw tries. For the Napa Indians, they took 66 shots from the floor, making 18 of them. 14 of their attempts were from beyond the three-point line, and they made two of those. And they were sharp from the free-throw line as a team, going 22 out of 33. So there were an amazing 70 free throws shot in this game. The turnover battle, the Vintage Crushers turned the ball over 16 times. The Napa Indians turned it over 19 times. Vintage had 10 assists on their 17 made baskets. Napa had four assists on their 18 made baskets. The rebounding for the Vintage Crushers, they had 25 rebounds as a team. The Napa Indians
had 33 rebounds as a team. So Napa led by a good margin in rebounding. Vintage either blocked or partially blocked 8 Napa shots in this game. Napa blocked or partially blocked 2 Vintage shots. There were 7 lead changes in the game. The score was tied on 8 other occasions. Just a terrifically entertaining basketball game.
Here's the way the individual scoring came out tonight. First of all, for the Napa High Indians, led by their 6'3 senior, Joe Carnazzola. He had 4 field goals and 12 out of 12 at the free throw line. For 20 points, he fouled out with 4.7 seconds remaining. Also in double figures, Stephen Bloom. He wound up with 11 points. He had 2 3-point baskets and 1 2-point basket and made 3 out of 4 at the foul line. Zach Swim had 6 field goals for 12 points. He missed his only free throw attempt, and he fouled out of the game there in the latter stages as well. Also in double figures, Mitch Hiphoff. He wound up with 4 field goals, 2 out of 3 at the foul line for his 10 points. Danny Ruiz played briefly, did not score. Alex Kokotis had a field goal and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line in the first half for 3 points. Charles Gravett, 1 out of 2 in both the first and second halves for 2 points. Vince O'Kelly played some, did not score. Sammy Morales was 1 out of 3 at the free throw line for 1 point. And Brock Bowers was 1 for 4 at the free throw line for 1 point and fouled out with 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So early in that fourth quarter, the fine freshman fouled out of the game. For the victorious Finnish Crushers, what a relief effort. Imani Lopez, not a starter, but the 6'3 sophomore, did not score in the first half. He got 8 points in the third quarter and then came through with a 16-point fourth quarter in the game, hitting on 5 field goals. 2 of them were 3-pointers and 12 out of 13 from the foul line.
And, Ira, we've got Coach here if you'd like to ask
good.
Him a few questions.
Yeah, well, he's getting a big hug now and congratulations from the football coach. But, Rob, if you can bend over here, you're way up there, but tell us about this excitement that you felt in tonight's contest.
It was great. It was a great win for the team. It was a great win for the school. And for our guys, you know, we got our seniors on there, so it was just a great one for them. So
I'm trying to remember the last time this late in the season that Vintage has been over 500 in wins.
Well, this is, you know, something new, so we don't like to dwell on the past. We like to create our own future. So right now, this is normal for us, and so we look to keep improving on it.
What can you tell us about Imani Lopez?
Imani is a great player for us. He scores in bunches. He's very electric when he plays. So it's more about what Imani's not going to do, you know, because he can do everything. He shot threes today. He got to the rim. He got a great putback over there. So Imani can do everything. And so we got great players that complement Imani, which allows him to do what he can do.
What about practice? Is he similar in practice?
All our guys are what you see in practice, so we really harped on that from day one. So changing the culture comes with every day in practice, and so Imani gives everything, Jared gives everything, you know, David, P, all these guys, they give everything every day in practice, and so when it comes out here, it's easy. That's why these guys are hungry when they get in the game, because they want to get out there and show, hey, I've been doing this in practice as well.
Halfway through the MEL, so you've had a chance to see the other four teams, or the other five teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really competitive conference, and I think that, you know, if you come out and you're hitting your shots and your defense is moving, then, you know, any team can win. So I'm really happy where we are right now, but I'm not satisfied with it, obviously. And so I really look to come back next week on Tuesday versus Wood to, you know, get a win at home. So our guys are enjoying this right now, but tomorrow we'll re-switch and get some shots up and start focusing on Wood.
That is going to be a big game. Wood was tied with Vacaville going into tonight's action, both at 4-0.
Yeah, and they're two very good teams. And we know we did some great things versus both teams. We know how we want to adjust to them next time. So, you know, playing a team two times is tough to be. So I expect Napa to change when we play them next, and I expect Wood to be different, but we'll also be different in evolving as well.
Your team seemed to be getting in early foul trouble, but in the later stages it was Napa that suffered from the foul call.
Well, I just told my guys, you know, in high school, you know, you kind of harp on and kind of nitpick at certain things. I just keep telling my guys every day, next play, next play, next play. Don't really, you can't go about what the refs do. They, maybe it's the, you know, where the spot they are, but we don't really worry about fouls. We don't really worry about anything else that the referee has to do. They have a job to do. Our job is to play. So we really try not to worry about that. The game shifted for us in the second half, and, you know, it all works out. So don't let the referee. Referees will never beat us. It will be us beating us.
Beside the win, what did you like best from the game?
I love the finish. I love to go in the locker room, and I love seeing these guys smile. So that's what we try to do every day, is to come out and love what we're doing and get this win now, because our hard work this whole week has paid off. So that's
You're above 500. Congratulations. And go get them. We'll be there Tuesday night to broadcast your game, by the way.
All right. Thank you so much for coming out. I really appreciate it.
Rob Johnson, the first-year coach for the Vintage Crushers, his team victorious tonight. As Vintage won the freshman game with Alex DeZod getting 5 3-pointers, winding up with 20 points, and Donovan Graber hitting for 12 points. For the Napa freshman, Aiden McDonald had 18 points. In the JV game, as we did have the scoring and all on that, but with all the paper blowing around here, is the I don't know if they call that the fan, the heater, or what has been on, and I think it took away my scoring sheet, but it was Napa eking out a win in that JV game, 48-46, one that went right down to the wire. At the end of three quarters, it was 35-34. Vintage had the lead. Napa, though, came back to win the game, and I would have given you the individual scoring if I could find my sheet, which I can't, and So we're just about ready to wrap it up here. Dino, your thought?
Did you want to give the rest of the individual scoring for Vintage?
That's right. When I talked to the coach, I think I did. Yeah, I had mentioned, of course, the performance by Imani Lopez, and David Fernandez hit on four field goals. The four were all three-pointers, and he was one out of four at the foul line then. So he had 13 points in the game, and Jared Rendon, boy, what a good job he does down the stretch. He wound up with 12 points in the game. He had 2 3-pointers, 1 2-pointer, and he made 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. So 2 3-pointers for him. Hunter Gutierrez had a good first half. He had 2 field goals and 3 out of 6 at the free throw line for 7 points in the first half. Pratik Sundar did not play very much. He did get some action, but did not break into the scoring column. Max Phipps did his scoring in the second quarter when he had a field goal, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for 3 points. Abram Cortez did not score. Damian Alfaro was 2 for 2 at the foul line for 2 points. And we had Davis Chandler with a field goal in the first quarter, and that was the extent of his scoring. And I don't remember sophomore Blake Murray getting into the game tonight, number 23. But number 32, Grant Polk, had 1 field goal, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line for 4 points. And that was the extent of 67 points for the Vintage Crushers. It was very close in the first quarter. Vintage led 11-9 at the end of the first quarter. Napa took the lead at halftime, 28-24. And Vintage led at the end of the third quarter, 41-39. And, boy, it was tight throughout that fourth quarter until the final minutes, and Napa starting to foul, and Vintage was making the free throws.
Right, and that was really the difference. Until that last minute, it was really anybody's game.
Well, just a reminder to you Napa High fans, don't forget about your athletic crab feed. Not only crab, but steak and a lot of things that go with it. It's going to be held on Saturday, February the 24th, starting at 5 o'clock in Yountville. It'll be at the community hall there in the Heritage Room. If you want a ticket, go to their website at nhs.com. athleticboosters.org.
And it's a crab and steak feed. That sounds really good.
It's called Blue for Gold.
Nice.
And, yeah, that is a way to help out the athletic program and get a good dinner and some fun time at the same time. And they have some great auction items, too, that are really good.
Absolutely. Do we want to pick a player of the game for each team?
Absolutely. That was next up.
All right.
So go ahead.
Well, I think I liked Joe Carnazola for the Napa Indians. And for the Crushers, Imani Lopez, not just for scoring 24 points all in the second half, but that putback he made may have been the play of the season so far.
That was beautiful, boy.
It was a long missed shot, and he just came out of nowhere like Superman.
Went up above the rim,
got the ball, and put it in. And it was a huge turn because it looked like two Napa players are all set to go for the rebound, and he just went in there and got the bucket. And that was just a critical juncture of the game. Vintage at the time, I think, was ahead by one. That put them ahead by three. And that was, up to now, probably the play of the season as far as what I see.
I would agree. You know, so many players contributed. So you could say, well, this guy did that and that and that. They all helped out. But these were the two obvious ones. I mean, they were so obvious as far as what they meant to the team tonight. Carnazola just played an outstanding game. And the game that Imani Lopez came through with, it's the second half.
They both played their hearts out.
Well, Dino, tomorrow you're going to be on the Sports Vine, so you want to give us a little preview before we sign off here?
Well, it's going to be great, along with Charles Kennedy and Jacob Grant. I'll be there, and we have got some great local sports to talk about because we're going to talk about these games that we broadcast this week that were fantastic. We'll talk about the overall standings in the MEL, and then we have some other items to cover too, but we've got a lot of good local sports to talk about with these games that we've seen the last couple days and the prospects for the local teams in section playoff action down the road.
So that's from 9 to 10 tomorrow, and I'm going to listen in to see if you get the Vacaville Wood score.
Yeah, that they those two teams obviously are playing tonight for first place. Whoever wins will be in first, but whoever loses then has to go up against Napa and Vintage next week, and there's still enough time left in this season.
Well, Vintage plays Wood on
Tuesday
night, and Napa plays Vacaville on Friday.
On Friday, and we'll be doing those
games. And we're broadcasting both of those games.
Yeah, the league race is by no means over. We've still got half a season to go, and a lot of things can happen.
Well, that wraps it up from Messner Gymnasium here on our Friday night broadcast as Napa High goes to 9 wins and 13 losses and drops to 2-3 in the league. The Vintage Crushers are above 500 both overall and in league play. And as I told Coach Johnson, I can't remember this late in the season when Vintage has been there. They have been, of course, not too many years ago, but a while back, as they are now 11-10 overall, 3-2 in league play. So that's pretty much our story from the Messner Gym. Dino, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Now, fun time here at the gym, particularly if you were a Vintage fan. And our thanks to Charles Kennedy, not only for engineering this, but for putting things on the website where you can go and click the right buttons and hear the games. So that's our story. This is Ira C. Smith on behalf of our Napa Valley Sports Boosters reminding you the final in this big game boys matchup, the Vintage Crushers of Napa 67 and the Napa High Indians 60.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.